Okay, let's go. Vav Mabez. We are a few lines from where they get wide. Let's start from there again. Like the sixth skinny line or so. We'll start from there again. Amar Rav Huna Amar Rav. Beitza imitsiyasa nigmara. Rav Huna Amar Rav says that an egg, as it goes out, it is completed. My imitsiyasa nigmara. So what does that statement mean? That as it goes out, it is completed. What did Rav Huna Amar Rav mean by that statement? So the Gemara is going to have five possibilities. So ilema, number one. Ilema imitsiyasa nigmara. If it means that as it goes out, it is completed, and as it goes out of the mother, that is when it is mutter to eat it with milk. So, I mean, that's the line that it goes from being basar to being beitza, and therefore it goes from fleishik to parv at that moment. So, which is mashma that until it goes out, while it's still in the stomach, then it is asur l'achla b'chalav. You're not allowed to eat it because it's still considered part of the animal, but that doesn't work. Why? V'hatanya, shokhan is tana golos v'basa v'esav gemuros, as we've had before. If a person shechs tana golos and finds complete eggs, muteras l'achla b'chalav, those are mutter to eat even if you find it inside. So the egg does not have to come out in order to be considered a beitza. You see, even inside it's already considered a beitza, and it's mutter to eat it with milk. So that's possibility number one, which is rejected. So we're about to go to possibility number two. But first, let's just one ha'ara, the Tosfos here. Tosfos points out that what does our Gemara here say? That if you have an egg, a completed egg, inside an animal, so that is not considered part of the animal anymore, and it's mutter to eat those eggs with milk. It's not considered a basar anymore. It's considered separate. Ask Tosfos from the Mishnah in Idios, where the Mishnah says that a similar case, a beitza, is still tummy mishum nevela. Similar case of that egg, let's say an animal is tummy mishum nevela. Nevela is an animal that dies without without shechita. So the Ask Tosfos, our Gemara here says that eggs are considered completed, separate from the animal, and there the Mishnah in Idios seems to say that a beitza, a similar type of beitza, is considered a nevela, which means it's part of the animal. If it wasn't part of the animal, it wouldn't be tummy mishum nevela. It would be separate. That's Tosfos Kasha. So Tosfos here has two answers. Number one, Tosfos says, maybe really the rule is, like it says over there, that it is part of the animal, but here we're Mako because Basar B'chalav, Basar Ba'of, Psar Of B'chalav is Durabanan. Here the whole thing is Durabanan, so therefore it is, we are Mako. Number one. Number two, says Tosfos, maybe really here is the rule, and there it's a special Gzeira Atu Trefa. Nevela atu trefa. It's a big sugya, the relationship between nevela and trefa. Trefa is something that had a heter shchita, had a vice shchita, but it had a problem with its body, and a hole in the lung, whatever the case is, so it didn't have a heter shchita. A nevela didn't even have a mice shchita. So it's a big discussion, exactly the relationship between the two. But either way, that's Tosfos' second answer. That over there is the separate gzeira mishum trefa. But there's a third answer that's not here, that's written in Tosfos and Erevin. See, Tosfos says, I in Tosfos Erevin, Sabach Beis, where Rabbeinu Tam is quoted as saying, you know why here is more Kula, not because it's Durabanan, because it's Psar Of B'chalav, but because Basar B'chalav inherently is a different type of Isser than other Machalos Asuros. Why is it different? So there Rabbeinu Tam says, Avo Psar Of Lo Hechmiru the Kol Chad V'chad Ba'ape Nafshe Shari, because each ingredient is Mutter. Rishonim and Poskim quote this idea in various cases, and that is by other Treif items, by treif foods, they're inherently treif. You have tevel, you have nevela, you have chelev. They're all treif, inherently. Basar b'chalav, you take two mutter ingredients, it's heter b'heter, it's milk and meat, they're mutter, and you put it together. So does that make this more chamor, a more chamor type of isser? Because look, it's amazing, it's so powerful, it even took two mutter ingredients and made it asser. Or do you say, no, it makes it more lenient, it makes it more kal, because really, inherently, it's two mutter ingredients, heter b'heter. So you find in different places this principle of basar b'chalav being different in different directions. Here it's being used as a kula, because it is heter b'heter, that's what Rabbeinu Tam says, it would be able to be considered here as the egg being separate from the animal. Again, this is quoted in the sugya in Yaradei and not bar not, where the Taz says we're mako by basar b'chalav also, not bar not, meaning the you have two stages of a taste given. You have meat that goes into a plate and that goes into food. So we have different rules for basar b'chalav than for other isurim, again, because of the fact that it is heter b'heter. Okay, so that is all, though, answer number one, approach number one to what Rav Huna Amar Rav meant. So we rejected it. So Ella, last word on the last skinny line. Ella, imitsiyasa nigmara, next pshat. What does it mean? As it goes out, it is finished. Umuteres lachla b'yantif. It means that it's mutadid on yantif if it came out before yantif. If it didn't, then it's muksa. Habamea im asur lachla b'yantif. But if it's still in the me'ayim of the mother, so then it's asur to eat on yantif. That's the diak that we have from Rav Huna Marav. Says the Gemara, but 1 second. Vatani b'lodet abraisa. That doesn't work either. Hashochet is a tarnagolos umatzav abesim gemuros. Mutaris lachla b'yantif. We had this on that base that if you shecht an animal, shecht a chicken on yantif, and you find eggs in it, that is mutter. Those eggs are not usser. So how can you say, you know, it's nigmar as it comes out before yantif and it's not, and it's completed? And if you want to say, no, don't worry about that braisa, because our Mishnah argues on it. This Mishnah is, you know, if there's something in the braisa, it's okay as long as you have a Mishnah that argues. It's an important line in Rashi. Rashi here says, if you don't find it anywhere in the Mishnah, the Imrebi lo shana, Reb Chiya minayin lo. You know, if Reb Yehuda Anasi didn't put it in the Mishnayis, so then don't worry about the braisas, the Tosaftas. You usually do have to worry if the Mishnah agrees, but if the Mishnah is more authoritative, and therefore, if it's not in the Mishnah, don't worry about it. Says the Gemara, so that's the Gemara's question. Maybe it's not in the Mishnah anywhere. So the Gemara says, no, it is. Hanami tanina. It is in the Mishnah. Our Mishnah. Machlokas in the Mishnah, whether an egg that comes out on Yantav you're allowed to eat. And the only machlokas in the Mishnah quoted is when it's born, when it comes out, is that considered muksa nolat or not? But if it didn't come out, that's not the discussion in our Mishnah. Why? Because it must be Diriakol Shayin. Everybody would agree if you shecht the chicken on Yantav and you find an egg inside that it would be mutter. You don't have an issue of muksa or nolat. So therefore, our Mishnah is against this. And v'chitema, no. Maybe you want to interpret our Mishnah differently. V'chitema beisil alfim b'me'ima nami asri. Maybe beisil does aser even eggs found inside. V'hadik tani nolda lo diecha kocha de beishamai. And the reason that it says nolda in our Mishnah is just to tell you how strong beishamai shita is. As we had earlier, kolach da teira adif, that beishamai allows even when the egg comes out, where you might say it's an issue of nolda or muksa. That's why it says that case. Dafilu nolda nami sharu. And therefore, Beis Hillel really hold that it's Usser, and Beis Hillel would be against the earlier Brisa that we quoted, and that's the support for this interpretation of Rav Huna Amar Rav. So like Mara said, no, it can't be, because we have a Beferish Brisa. We have a Brisa that says that if you find eggs inside, it's Mutter, the Brisa we quoted before. And if you're going to tell me that Beis Hillel allows everything, so he's obviously against this. If Beis Hillel answers everything, he's obviously not the author of this Brisa. And if you're telling me Beis Shammai allows everything, that he's also not the author, because he would allow even a case where it comes out. Mani lo Beis Shammai lo Beis Hillel. And here it only says when they're found inside. Mashmi, if it comes out, if it's nolad, it will be usur. So you won't have an author for this mission, for this brisa. So therefore, we reject again this whole second possibility that what Huna Marav meant is that it's mutter if it came out before yantif. Because we just said no, even if it didn't come out before yantif, you're going to have a way that it's mutter. So we reject that second possibility. So number three, second to last line. Third possibility of what he meant by his statement. Ella imisiyasa nigmara. What does it mean? When it comes out, it is nigmar. Umegadeles efrochim. When it comes out, now the chick inside could grow. That's what it means. Up until now, the chick inside the egg cannot grow. Again, we're going to talk about today different types of eggs. There are some eggs that are fertilized. If an egg was fertilized while it was still inside the mother chicken, so then when it comes out, it's going to grow into a chick. If it's not fertilized, it's not going to grow into a chick. But even if it's fertilized, it's not going to grow until it comes out, and then the mother could sit on it. But if he has an egg, bro, umagadals afrochim, that's what it means. So, b'me'ai iman, ein umagadals afrochim. While it's still inside, it can't produce the chicks, and therefore it's not going to grow into a chick. So what halachic issue is at stake here by telling me this idea? Well, mekachu memkar, to teach me a law for mekachu memkar, meaning if somebody asks you for you're selling an egg that I want to buy from you an egg. And you say, what kind of egg? And I say, I want a chick that's megadolos efrochim. So that's the understanding is that it's a chick that's already come out. You can't sell to me eggs that are still in b'me'ayimah because those are not megadolos efrochim. So that's what he meant. Kehu d'amar lehu, like the following story, where somebody said, ve'ay depakilaman yavulei bei deshchuta. We're going to get a lot of the longest action as an amid base. So maybe today we'll even do a little amid aleph a little quicker. Unusual, but we'll try our best. So Yovele Beit Deshchuta. Somebody says, I want Beit Depachya. Who has Beit Depachya? What are Beit Depachya? Rashi says Pachya is from the word Pa'a. Pa'a, like Po'e, like Shifra and Pua. Pua, what's Po'e? alive, talking, cackling hens and chickens. So who has eggs from an alive hen, a live chicken, right? So what does that mean? It means that it came out already. So who has those? So Yavale Beit Shruta. So he was given eggs of a shachet animal, means ones that was found inside, meaning ones that the chick is not gonna grow. So Asla Kabe de Rabbi Ami Amalu Mekachtos Uvahadar. So he came to Rabbi. Rabbi says, "Oh, Mekachtos," because he wanted eggs that were laid, that came out of the mother, and therefore those would be Megadol Sefrochim, and he got sold. Other eggs, and therefore it's a mekatos vahadar, and therefore you have to return the money. Pshita, isn't it obvious? Ma'u detema, no, what's the chiddush? Hai la'achilo kabaylahu. Now you might have said that our umdana, our estimation is that really when the guy was asking for eggs, bei depachya, really he wanted to eat the eggs. He wasn't interested in keeping it to grow chicks. So therefore, we don't have to take what he said seriously. So why did he say it then? Why did he say eggs from an alive mother, we should have tzribut, because those are more developed, those taste better. But it's not that it is, not that he dafka wanted ones from a live hen. Lamai nafkamina, but still, he didn't ask for them, so what would be the difference? Well, the difference that he still got the wrong eggs, so the Gemara answers, no, lebitzri lebeini ubeini. The chiddush, the havamina would have been that if he only wanted it to eat, so he got something that was a little less tasty. That wouldn't be a mekach toast that you'd have to be machzir the whole din. You would keep the money and then just pay the difference. You pay the difference. How much more is the egg that I wanted? Okay, there's a quantitative difference in terms of the taste. But it's not a qualitatively different type of egg. So that would have been the Havamina. Kamash Malan, that's the Chiddush, that really the whole thing is a Mekachtos, and the whole thing is null and void and Bata. The Shita Mekubetz says here, quotes the Rashba, who says, someone unusual to ask Pshita on a story? You know, you could ask Pshita on a statement. You know, so I say something. Oh, Pshita, I know that from Mishnah. Just asking a story here.
Pshita on his psak.
Oh, Pshita on his psak? Yeah. Meaning, what do you mean on his psak? Sometimes if somebody's asked a question, you have to give an answer, even if it's mafurish, even if the person doesn't know the answer. He's asking a kasha. So what's the Pshita? So the Shiva Gubetzes here quotes the Rashba, who one answer is that it's a Pshita on the mocher's behavior. What was his havamina? Right, that he wouldn't have to be machzir. What was the havamina? They thought it wasn't a mekatos. Of course, it was a mekatos. Uparkina. The Gemara answers the umdana. That's what it meant by pshita. That's one answer given. So the Sharm Shana Balacha quotes another answer of pshita. Why did he have to explain himself when he gave the psak? Just say machzir. It's a mekatos and machzir. Just give the answer. Just give the answer. What is he pshita? What does he have to give the svara behind the answer? Those are two ideas, one quoted here, one quoted in the Sharm Sonim Balacha from, I think, the Chubas HaGaonim, somebody, an earlier source.
Does the Pshita go back on the
Nafkamina? Does the Pshita go back on the Nafkamina that this is Pasha, what would be the Chiddush that he's telling me this? Okay. Maybe there's so the Chiddush is that this is an unusual case of Mekach HuMemkar. Okay, similar story. Ahuda Amalahu Beida Dikhra Laman, Beida Dikhra Laman, who has Beida Dikhra. Dikhra means Zikhra, from a Zachar, meaning fertilized eggs. Who has a fertilized egg? Laman Yavu, who has, I want some. Yavu Le Beida Safna Me'ara. And they gave him eggs that were not fertilized. Safna Me'ara, literally, from the heat of the ground. Meaning eggs that were not fertilized by that time. So also the Kami Derbi Ami, Amalahu Mekatos of others. Derbi Ami again says, he was the egg expert, turns of sock. So he said, yeah, it's a mekatos. So Gemara Amar asked Pshita, so what's the chiddush? He asked for eggs that were fertilized, and he got unfertilized eggs. So Ma'adatema Hailachi Lukabailahu, you might have said that really again. He was only asking them to eat anyway. Vaidakamar de Dikhra Mishub de Shamina Tve, the only reason he says he wants fertilized eggs, because those are fatter, those are juicier, they're tastier. So that's the chiddush. So again, Lamai Nafkamina, what's the difference? He still got the wrong eggs. Lemisu Lebeni Bene. No, the Havamina would have been that he would only have to pay the difference. And not be machzer the entire din, kamash valan, he has to be machzer the entire amount, because it is considered a mekatos. Period. So that's the end of the third approach. Two more. Vibayisema, fourth idea of what Rav Huna Marav meant. Mayim siyasa nigbara, im yitzias ruba nigbara. What does it mean? As long as rov came out, then it is not muksa. Ukadir Yochanan, like Rabbi Yochanan said, eating even according to Beis Hillel, even according if you would aser an egg that comes out on Yantif, but the Chiddush is in Misyas Negebara, as long as Rove came out before Yantif, and let's say it went back in, and then it came out all on Yantif, so then that would be okay. Ukud Rabbi Yochanan, the Rabbi Yochanan based on Shayasa Ruba, the Erev Yantif, the Chazra, Muteras Lachlav Yantif. Rabbi Yochanan says, a basis that came out mostly in Erev Yantif, then it went back in, Muteras Lachlav Yantif. Right, we're getting to the Parshios of Peretz and his brother, and he stuck out his hands first, so similar case. It came out first and went back in, so that is considered Yalud, and that is the fourth pshat of Rav Huna Harav. And finally, the fifth one, V'ikad Amar, Mayim Tiyas Enigmara, Imi Tiyas Kula Enigmara. It means no. Imi Tiyas Enigmara means you have to have the whole egg that comes out beforehand, not just rove. Imi Tiyas Kula in Avaruba Lod Lafuk, even the Rabbi Yochanan, and the Chiddush is to go against Rabbi Yochanan, who said that it is Yalud if it comes out rove. Period. Does also have nafkaminas linyan hilchas mila. Hilchas mila, if a baby comes out rove at a certain time, is rove considered born already in terms of what day you do the bris mila? It's discussed in Yaradei. Gufa. Let's continue. Fifth wide line. Hashochan asana kolos amazav abesam gemuros b'taras lachla b'chalav. So we had before. If you shech a chicken and you find eggs in it, so those eggs are already considered separate entities, and you're allowed to eat those eggs b'chalav with milk. It's not fleishik anymore. Once they are completed inside the mother chicken. Rav Yehuda Omer im hayu meuros begid. Rav Yaakov Omer im hayu meuros begid and asuros. Right, one of the unusual times that you have Rav Yaakov is not so as common. One of the names, there's no Rav Avraham. We've pointed out in the in Shas. There's Rav Yitzchak. There's no Rav Yaakov in Mishnayos. There's no Rav Yitzchak in Mishnayos. There's only Rav Yitzchak in Gemara. Okay, there's only Rav Yitzchak. We had dinner Rav Yitzchak a couple days ago, but there's no Avraham. Avraham's name is not used. Interesting. Menachem's going to write something one day about names in the Gemara. So this is Rabbi Yaakov is here. Rabbi Yaakov Amar Hei Morus Megidim Asuros. Rabbi Yaakov says, no, even if the eggs are completely formed, if they're still Meuros Megidim, they're still attached to the sinews, the Gidin of the animal, Asuros, it's still considered part of the animal, it's still considered Basar, and you wouldn't be able to eat it with Chalav. That is the Shita of Rabbi Yaakov. So Ma Tanul Hadatan Rabbanan. So who is the author of the following Braisa? Ask the Mishnah. Ask the Gemara. Ha'ocham Menevelas Oftar. If somebody eats from an avela of a tahar bird. Navelos of tahar is a unique type of tumah and tahara. Usually we know there are different types of tumas and taharas. There's something called tumas maga. If I touch a certain type of tumah, touch something that's tameh, it's going to make me tameh. If I carry something that's tameh, tumas masa. If I move something that's tameh, tumas hesed. If I'm in the house, if I'm in the room with something that's tameh, tumas ohel. If a zav sits on something that is usually sat on, that's tumas mishka v'mosha. Those are all different types of tumah and tahara. And then there's one that's very unique, and that's nevelas of tahar. Nevelas of tahar, nevela of a tahar bird, is only tameh as you eat it, as it's going down your throat. Beis abliya, achil beis abliya. Right? If you touch it, you're not tameh. If you carry it, you're not tameh. Right? Only it's tameh beis abliya. It's a chiddush. Mishnayos and Seder Taharas talk about 11 unique things of nevelas of tahar. So your Beis Engel also has an article about is this really at root a tumas maga or a tumas achila? He thinks it's a tumas achila, he has a bunch of rias to that, but that's in it's in Asim Daraisa Klal Aleph, the first Klal. It talks about Nevelas Oftar. So here you're eating a Nevelas Oftar, and it's going to make you tame. So which part of the animal is going to make you tame as you eat it? So there are some yes, some no. Min Ashalal Shal Beitzim, if you eat from the Shalal Beitzim, that means from the bunch of eggs inside the animal, which at this time we assume is similar to Meuros Begidin, as we just had a few two lines ago. Eggs inside, completed eggs inside the animal. Min ha'atzamos, min ha'gidin, from bones, from the sinews themselves. And Rashi points out, this opinion holds, ein begidin b'no Saint Tom, as we spoke about earlier in Maseches Pesachim a little bit, that gidim, according to this opinion, have no taste. They're just like bone, and therefore they're not going to be usser. Umin ha'basar shilash b'nachai, or from basar that came off the animal while it was still alive. If you eat any of these, tahar, because these parts of the animal are not considered part of the animal, part of the basar of the animal, and therefore it's going to be tahar. So the important one for us, as we'll see in a minute, is the first one. Min ha'shal shal beitzim, which we assume are complete eggs, still me'uras begidin, so it's going to be against Rav Yaakov, which we're going to talk about in a second. Min ha'eshkol shal beitzim, but if you take something from the eshkol shal beitzim, which we don't know yet, but it was going to eventually mean the ovary itself of the chicken, min ha'kurkaban b'nei me'ayim, or from other parts of the animal, from the intestines, from other parts of the animal, the stomach, o shehimches ha'chelev g'ma'o, or if you took the chelev of the chicken, and you liquefied it, and you drank it, tame, in all those cases, the last case is, then that's tummy, because that's considered parts of the animal. So matanim and shalosh beitzim tahar. Who is the one who says that shalosh beitzim, reading the first line, this group of eggs inside, which are completed eggs, but they're still attached to the animal inside, who holds that they're tahar, that they're not really part of the animal? Amar Rav Yossi, Dilok Rav Yaakov, it must be against Rav Yaakov. Dik Rav Yaakov, because Rav Yaakov, we just had three lines ago, what does he say? Amar Maimur Muris Begidat Asuros, because Rav Yaakov said that you're not allowed to eat these eggs found inside a chicken with milk. So it must be that Rav Yaakov assumes it's still part of the animal. So just like Rav Yaakov says, regarding Basav Achalov, it's part of the animal, can we not say that also regarding Hilchos Tumah Vetara, it's not part of the animal, it is part of the animal, and therefore it would make you Tameh, and he would argue on this price up. So I'm going to Abaye Mimai. Abaye said, no, how do you know? Maybe don't compare the two halachic contexts. Dilma ad kalukab Rabbi Yaakov Hasim al Yin Yisura. Avala in Yin Tumalo. Maybe he only said it regarding Isser Veheter, not regarding Tumah Vetara. We mentioned in the past the Gra in Pasha Shoftim, where the Gra says on the Pasuk, Beidin Ladin, Beidam Ladam, Beinega Lanega. It writes in Adaras Eliyahu, I think, that there are three areas of halacha. There's an area of Tumah Vetara, there's an area of Isser Veheter, and there's an area of Dinim Amanus. Right? That's Beidam Ladam, Din Ladin, Din Lanega. Each one fits into a different category. And sometimes the Gemara will say you can't compare each category. Sometimes there will be overlap. As we mentioned, Kol Atzar Kula Inyan Echad Hu, we added the end of Masechah Sukkah, that how do you know the Schach has you have to hold your lulav straight up, based on the Pasuk, Ate Shittim Omdim, you learned that from the boards of the Mishkan. Maha Kesher, what's the boards of the Mishkan have to do with the Sukkah? So the answer is, on some level, Kol Atzar Kula Inyan Echad, you can compare all of Torah. But sometimes the Gemara will say no, like the Gemara says in Shoftim, that sometimes there are chilukim between the different areas of halacha. There's Tumah Vetara, there's Isser Veheter, there is, sometimes the Gemara will say Mamona Miknasa Lo Yalfinan, or vice versa, even within that there might be categories, but this is one of the examples, don't compare Isser and Tumah. Some areas of halacha, you're not sure where it is, or it has different aspects. For example, the Rishonim discussed, the Tosas and Bava Kamma discusses, what about a Nidol Abayla? Is that more Isser Veheter, or is that more Tumah Vetara? We only have Isser Veheter, we don't have Tumah Vetara. So where do you categorize Nidol Abayla? Where do you categorize those halachas? Interesting question. But anyways, here the Gemara says, don't compare the context. Maybe Rabbi Yaakov only meant his halacha by Basa B'chalav, but regarding Tumah Vetara, he will not say that it's part of the animal. At least be Rabbanim, we should begoze our Tumah by the egg. So afushi tumu, afushi tumu, midir rabbanu lo mafshino. No, whenever you have a suffix, whenever you have a questionable case whether you should make something tamei, we try not to. Why? Because the second you make something tamei, that means you're being machmer regarding tumah, but that means you're being mako regarding if this thing touches kachim or taras or truma, you're not going to be able to eat it. So that's why we try not to make any extra halachas to make something tamei. Yeah. Correct. The case by the Isser Veheter is the Rabbanan, so you're saying it would be Xero Xera.
No, so it would be, this is Tumah Vetara, so it would be worse. You should say that if you could make Xero there.
Oh, okay, so you want to say maybe it's even worse here because by Basa B'chalo, by the Isser Veheter, it's in the world of Rabbanan. Here, it might be even in the world of Daraisa. The Vedas of Tara is Daraisa. You're right, in the Chinami. So even separate from that idea, it's saying still, but Tumah Vetara, where we don't have to make something Tameh, you know we're not going to. Okay, the Igad Amri says the Gemara, another way to read the Braisa is maybe we did not understand properly the second line of the Braisa. What is an Eshkol Shel Beitzim? What did the Braisa say in the second half? Matanim Eshkol Shel Beitzim Tameh. It said an Eshkol, a cluster of Beitzim, are Tameh. So the Gemara assumes now maybe that means Mu'uros Begidim. Maybe that's the line that means eggs that are still connected. Amar Yosef, Rabbi Yaakov, Hita Amar Mayim Mu'uros Begidim Asuros. Maybe that line is Rabbi Yaakov that holds its Asur, and just like it's Tameh, it's Usher, part of the animal. So I'm going to buy a no. We might Eshkol Mihanach Fatalia Be'eshkol. Who says that line is talking about eggs that are in the cluster? Fill my Eshkol Gufe. Maybe it's talking about the ovary itself. If you were to tell me what would be the chiddush of saying that if you eat the ovary itself, it makes you tamei. Of course, that's part of the animal, and it'll make you tamei. So no, just like the Bryce has to go out of its way to say that the intestines and the stomach are also part of the animal. I avakav the baser ninu, even though those are obviously part of the animal. Since some people do not eat them, so you might say they're called inedible, ein orai la'achila, and therefore. Therefore, they're not tamei. Hachanami keep it itchy to lo achli yisrach lashminon. No, so to hear that's the chiddush. Even though some people don't eat them, and you might say that it's ein roi lachila, kamash v'la. No, they are roi lachila. It might be shalok kederach achilaso. It might be a change in the gavra's behavior, but it is roi lachila, and therefore it would make you tamei. So there's no raya that this is support of Rabbi Yaakov. Okay, that's the end of the discussion about finding eggs inside a chicken. Tana Rabbanan. Let's continue. The Braisa says. Any animal or any being that mates only by day, the egg or the child will only come out by day. Any animal that's tashmisha balayla, tashmisha balayla, then the baby will come out by night. Any species who mate both by day and night, so too the babies will be born by day and night. So what are examples of each of these? Anybody, tashmish bayom, so tanagolas, the Gemara assumes, only mates by day, and therefore the eggs are only laid by day. Kosha tashmisha balayla, nola balayla, zu atleif. Anything that only mates at night will only reproduce at night. That's an atleif. Some say it means a bat. Some say it means others. Another type of animal. Kosha tashmisha beba yom beba laila. Adam bechol adamile. Anybody who mates by day or night, meaning humans or many other animals, so then the babies always come out by day or night. Okay, that's the statement. So Amar Bar. Kosha tashmisha beba yom nala bayom zutana golos. Omai nafkamina. What's the chiddush of the Gemara? The Gemara is not just a biology textbook. You know, is there any nafkamina about whether to know that if a chicken has an egg, only chickens only mate by day, so therefore the eggs only come out by day? Oh, no, there's a big nafkamina. Look, there's Amari Breder of Kahana. The Amari Breder of Kahana. Bada bekidush otana golos mayor of Yantiv. Let's say you go check your chicken coop the second before Yantiv starts, and there are no eggs in there. There are no eggs in my chicken coop. So I go to shul. Wonderful. I wish I had an egg. I wanted to have an egg for Yantif. No eggs. And I go. Ulmacharishkim wants a basic amuros. And the next morning, before Amud HaShachar, Rashi says, the next morning you go and you check, and lo and behold, there's an egg in your chicken coop. You know what you're allowed to assume? It came out yesterday, because the eggs don't come out at night. So, Balo Badak. So what do you mean? You checked yesterday, though. You didn't see it. Emelo Badak Yafi Yafi. It must be you didn't check well. Because we know there's a chazaka that eggs don't come out at night. V'yafilu Badak Yafi Ema Yatzaz Ruba V'chazra Hava Yukurab Yochanan. And even if you did check well, I'm a good checker. No, it must be that it must have come out rove an hour ago, went back in, and then it came out whole at night, but it's already considered Yalud, as we had Rabbi Yochanan up above. Aini, well, something to say, but let's just finish the story first. Aini, is this really true that this is the halacha? V'amar of Yosi ben Shaul, Amar Rab, Bada Bekina Shatanagolas, Mayor of Yantif, V'lo Matzah Ba'Beisa, L'machar Yishkim, V'lo Matzah Ba'Beisa Asura. Rav Yosi ben Shaul says the opposite. He says, no, if you checked and you didn't find anything, and you find one on Yantif, it's Asur. What do you mean it's Asur? It couldn't have been late at night. So, Ha'asam B'Disafna Me'ara. No, those are talking about unfertilized eggs. Unfertilized eggs are able to be laid at night because there was no mating. There was no fertilization, and therefore those can come out at night. So that's why he asked her. Ihachi Rav Mari Nami Ema Miyara Safna. So why did Rav Mari earlier matter it? Maybe it was also an unfertilized egg that came out? No, but Deika Zachar Bahada. No, there was a male, there was a hen in there with the chicken. So I Deika Zachar Nami Ema Miyara Safna. Who cares if there was a hen? So maybe this one was not fertilized. My answer, no. Amar Avina Gemiri Kol Hecha Deika Zachar Lo Safna Miyara. If there's a male in town, so it gets fertilized. Right, it doesn't get unfertilized, and then we can assume that it was fertilized, and therefore it came out by day yesterday. What distance does the male hand have to be in order to have this assumption that it wouldn't have been misafna me'ara? Amar of Ganda Mishpei Derav Kol Hecha Deshama Kali B'Yamama. As long as the hen's voice could be heard during the day means it's a little, right, at night you can hear things easier, because there's less noise at night. But by day, it's a little harder to hear, but as long as you can hear that, then it is okay. Ovid Rav Mari Uvda Ashisin Bate. He did it it was 60 houses away. Now, of those 60 houses, it was still good enough to assume that the hen was, that it was fertilized. Vika Nara Lo Avra, but you should know that chickens don't cross rivers, right? And it's not gonna, even if it's closer, Vika Mavra Avra, if there's a bridge, the chicken will cross. Vika Mitzra Lo Avra, but if it only has a little rope to tightrope across, then it wouldn't do that. Haviyubta Vavra Mitzra. No, there was one time one chicken did it, so you don't have to worry about that last line. Period. Let's stop for a minute just to note, hopefully we'll get the time to speak about some lumdas on the bottom of the Amud, but there's just one other ha'ara. There is a tshuva of the Mahari Bruna that's quoted by some of the Achronim. The Rabbi Yosef Engler quotes it in the Gilyonei Hashas, where the Mahari Bruna says, where do you ever have a case? It's a riddle. Heichi mishkachas iser ha'nolad eitzel iser bashri heter. Where do you ever have a case of an iser that comes at, that's nolad next to another iser and it's mutter? What's the case? As follows. We know there's an Issa Drabbanan called Peiros HaNoshrin. We had it earlier on Daf Gimel, that if apples fall down on Shabbos or Yantif, they're Asur. And we know if an egg that comes out on Yantif, it's Asur, according to Beis Hillel. What happens, says the Bari Bruna, is Bein HaShmashas on Friday night. It's twilight. And you have an apple tree next to your chicken coop. And you see an egg come out of your chicken. And at that very same moment, an apple falls off your tree. You know what? the apple's mutter, because you have a chazaka that eggs only come out by day, and if eggs only come out by day, it must be daytime, and your apple must be mutter, because it must be that it came out by day. That's the chiddush of the Ma'ariv and Bruna. Fine. Says Rabbi Yosef Engel, he quotes this, he says, it must be that this has never happened in history. Why? Why must it be? Because we know, all over Shas, there's a big question in the Gemara, Bein Hashmashes, is it Yom, is it Laila? The Gemara in Yuma says, Sveikahu, is it Yom, is it Laila? And if this ever happened, we'd be poshet the Suffolk. Right, why didn't Chazal just go to a chicken coop and watch? What's the latest? Bein Hashmashes, ah, now I know, Bein Hashmashes is daytime. So it must be, says Rabbi Yosef Engel, that it's never happened before. That's what he says. He says the same thing. He says, one of them, every time a baby is about to come out from a mother, you don't know if the meal is going to be Dukha Shabbos or not, get a chicken. It's about to lay an egg, put it next to the baby. You'll know if it comes out at the same time. He says, you can solve all these problems. It must be, it never happened. It must be chickens don't lay eggs at twilight. That's what Yosef Engel says, or else the Chazal wouldn't have this suffix. That's Rabbi Yosef Engel. So Rabbi Yitzchak Petterberger, the pre-Yitzchak, in a tshuva, in Chelek Beisim, in Yitzchak, he also quotes his Mari Bruna, and he says, B'tzorach Iyan, he says, the Gemara has a suffix about it. If it was so pashut to the Mari Bruna, he says, I don't understand what they were worried about. So he said, it must be the Mari Bruna wasn't talking about Ben Hashmashas. It must be that he was talking about a case which was like Ben Hashmashas. But it was a cloudy day, and it was cloudy, and the clouds didn't dissipate until after nighttime, so you don't know exactly when nighttime was, or daytime was. That's the case he was talking about the Paris Anoshim. But Mamish Ben Hashmashas, you can't say that we're going to be posting that suffix, because Chazal had a suffix about it, and that suffix sticks. That is the Mari Bruna on the story about Tashmishu Bayom, Nolad Bayom. Okay, let's continue. B'mai, fourth line. B'mai ukimta b'desafna me'ara. What was the case where we said it was usur? Because he's worried that it came misafna me'ara. My arya badak ilo badak nami. Saying, what's the chiddush of badak? If he checked, it's going to be usur. Even if he didn't check. Of course, if he didn't check, it would be usur. So the Gemara says, no, kilo badak ima me'as mohabi. No. If he didn't check the chicken coop right before yantif, then it's a good thing. Because maybe the egg was in there already, if he didn't check. So that's why, Dafke, if he checked and it wasn't there, then you assume it was at night, Misafna Mi'ara. Ihachi ki badak nami ema yasas ruba v'chazri hiu k'dur b'yochanan. Aye, even if he did check, why aren't we choshes that most of it came out beforehand and it would be mutter? The Rabbi Yochanan lo shchiach. No, it's very unusual to have Rabbi Yochanan's case that it came out and went back in, so that's why we won't assume that way. Tosfos on the second Tosfos here, kilo badak, Tosfos says, what was the Gemara's havamina? Maybe if he didn't check, it's going to be mutter, because me'as mohavi came out yesterday. Tosfos says, remember a couple days ago? Dover Sheish Lomatirin. We said if something's going to be mutter, so then Sveika Asura. That was the chiddush that Ravashi added on at the end of that sugya. So what's the Gemara's Havamina here? It's Dover Sheish Lomatirin. Dover Sheish Lomatirin is going to be Asur anyway. So if you're Mesupik, you're going to be Notel Lahakel? Of course you're going to be Notel Isur, because you'll wait 2 days, you'll eat it after Yantif. So what's the Tosfos says? Shiny Hacha Mishim Shagam Kisavna Me'ara Shchiach Tiyol Ledes Bayom Yosemi Balaila. No, still here, it's more common that they give birth by day, and that's enough to outweigh Dover Sheish Lomatirin. Rashi is a little more meduyuk. He throws in, and now we know why Rashi says this, because of Tosfos Kasha. Rashi says, Eimam Yasmal Havi, V'kivan deruba b'yamama yaldan, ilo badak talina b'yamama. Because there's a rove, rove beats Dover Sheish Lomatirin. That's what Rashi said. If you put Rashi and Tosfos together, rove beats Dover Sheish Lomatirin. So why should that be? Why should a rove beat a Dover Sheish Lomatirin? If a Dover Sheish Lomatirin is telling you, wait, it's still Asur, you might as well wait, and a rove is saying, no, rove happened by day, so it's mutter. So it could be, it's based on the following. Dover Sheish Lomatirin, as I think we mentioned this a couple days ago. What Dover Sheish Lomatirin? Something falls into a taroves. You don't know, it's still a suffake, but the halach of Dover Sheish Lomatirin is bimachria l'isser. Bimachria l'isser, meaning you don't know what to do, you don't know which one is, it's a suffake, you don't know if this is or not. So be machmir, hachra l'chumra. But we've mentioned in the past that really, in cases of suffik, there are two types of psakim that a posek, that halacha gives. There's one type, rove, chazaka. When we go after a chazaka, does that mean that's the truth? Does that mean we know for sure that this is what happened? Like chazaka, it was b'yamam. Is that for sure, the MS? Is that what we call a birur? Or is that what we call a hachra? Or machria? We don't know for sure. Bimachria, this is the psak. Hamos mechaveir olav araya. What about that? The principle is, if we have a suffix about dini mamonis, so we say hamos mechaveir olav araya. I have a shirt. You come over to me and grab my shirt. Give me my shirt back. I say, this is my shirt. I bought this shirt. It's my shirt. You say, no, it's my shirt. So what's the halacha? Until you prove that it's your shirt, it's my shirt. What if I go and I'm a kadesh, a woman, with this shirt tomorrow? Before you prove anything, is it a suffix b'kudeshas? Hamos mechaveir olav araya? Or he's, no, it's my shirt. That's what's called a birur. It's mavarer. It clears up. That's the MS. That's a mozeh bechaver lav araya. That's one example that we might say. That's one type of achra. Let's see another case. Tumah and tahara. You're not sure if something is tumah and tahar, so you say if it's in the street, subik tumah b'shoshes harabim sveiko tahar. So is that a birur? Everything in the street is always tahar? Lechora not. Lechora, that's an example of a different type of pesach. That's called a hachra. You're machria. It's a birur. Hamotzeh bechaver lav araya is an example of a birur. And tumah and tahara, that's an example of a hachra. What about rov? So many suggest that rov is also a birur. When you have a rov, that something happens, so then, you know, we're mevarer, that lechora, that's the emes. That's what happened. So it could be that the reason rov beats davar sheyesh lo matirin is because rov is a birur. And davar sheyesh lo matirin, you're not being mevarer anything. You might as well wait. You're machriya l'iser. So it could be, putting Rashi and Tosfos together, that's their svara. Because birur is a better machriya, let's say, than a hachra, and that's why rov would beat the davar sheyesh lo matirin. A suggestion. Okay, let's continue. Last line before the two das. Amar Yosi Bishol Amar Rav. Same person, so we just quote another psach of his. Hai tuma shachika sakata legiluya. Ground garlic, liquefied garlic is a sakana for gilui, because snakes like garlic, they might have deposited their venom inside the garlic. Okay, back to the Mishnah. Beishami Aram Sar Bekazayas. Remember the Mishnah had said that Beis Hillel holds that sa'ar, yeast, and chametz, actual chametz, is a shir Bekazayas. Beishami says no, chametz is, sa'ar is Bekazayas, but chametz is Bekoseves. A little larger. My time, I want to Beishami. What's the reason for Beishami that he has a different shiurim? Because why didn't the Torah just say chametz? Why did it also have to say v'lo yirolacha sa'ar? Yanamina, I would have known sa'ar. Uma chametz based on kavach omer. Ubay chametz she'in chimus akasha b'kezayis. If chametz, which does not cause other things to become chametz, that is aser b'kezayis. Sa'ar she'chimus akasha l'kol shekein. So sa'ar, which causes other things to become chametz, so it's more chamor, surely it should be aser. Sa'ar the kazav rachman olam. So why does the Torah go out of its way to say sa'ar? Lomer l'chashi yirosh ozeh l'kashi yirosh ozeh. It must be to tell me that the shiurim of sa'ar and chametz are not similar. Ubeis hillel tzrichi. Mishnah says, no, I need both psukim. Dikad rachmana, because there's a chumra about each one. Dikad rachmana sa'ar, if it only said sa'ar, hava minim shim dechimus akasha. I would have said, because that causes other things to become chametz. That's its chumra. Avachamin dechimus akasha evalo, but the other way too. Tzricha, b'yachad rachmana chametz mishim deroi lachila. Chametz is more chumra because it's fit for eating. Avul sa'ar shein roi lachila evalo. But I would have said sa'ar, there's no iser of chametz by sa'ar. So that's what I would have said. Tzricha, that's why you need both chametz and sa'ar, but really, they could have the same shear, says Beis Hillel. Well, Beis Shammai, let's go to Reb Zera, Dumb Reb Zera, Pazal, Achaz, Vesar, Vesiyim, Bechameis, Loma, Lecha, Zeus, Ar, Zera, Chameis. Doesn't Beis Shammai hold up the idea of Reb Zera that the Pasuk specifically says Sa'ar and Chameis to teach me that they're both basically the same thing, right? Zeus, Sa'ar, Zeo, Chameis. So doesn't he hold of that idea that they're both included in the same Isser? So the Gemara answers, you're right. Le'inyin Achilo Kol Amar Lo Pliki. Regarding eating, everybody agrees. By Pesach, as we mentioned, there are various isurim. There's an isur achila to eat chametz, and there's an isur b'al by yimatzei not to have chametz in your house. So regarding eating, everybody agrees that the shiurim are kezayis. Everybody agrees to that. Ki pligi linyan biur. The machlokus is regarding b'al by yimatzei. That's the machlokus between Beishamai and Beis Hillel. Beishamai sari lo yafina biur machila. Beishamai says, don't learn b'al by yimatzei from achila, and you can have different shiurim by b'al by yimatzei, even though it's the same shiur by isur achila. Beis Hillel sari yafina biur machila. Beis Hillel says, no, you do learn one from the other. It's Nami. We have a brisa that also says this. Amar Bezer Chanina, Machlokas Linyan Beer, Avlinyan Achila, Debri Yakol Zevaz Ebekizayas, and a third one also, Tanina Mihachi, Valeralacha Sa'ar, Valeralacha Hamiz, Valeralacha Sa'ar, Zel Machlokas Beishamai Beisilel, Shabashami Aram Sa'ar Bekizayas, Vachamiz Bekakusevas, or Beisil Omrim Zevaz Ebekizayas. So we have a Machlokas between Beisham and Beisilel. The Gemara says that they both agree by Achila, and the Machlokas between them is, do you learn Bal Yeroy, Bal Yimatzeh from the Isser Achila? So what might be the svar behind this machlokas? So it could be suggested, and that is, what does Beis Hillel say? You learn the Isser Achila from, you learn by Rabbi Yimatzei from the Isser Achila. Why would you do one from the other? So if you remember, we discussed, I think Menachem did this that day, the Dav Bezim Sachem. The Bezim Sachem, where the Ran says, is a well-known formulation, that the Isser of Bal Rabbi Yimatzei is what's called a Syag de Oraisa for the Isser Achila. Sometimes we know the principles of siyagim. The Rabbanan makes siyagim, so you don't violate it as a daraisa. But once in a while, we have cases where the Torah itself says A is aser, because you don't want to come to B, which is a more chomer iser. So the Ran says the two isurim, Bayura Bayimatse and Isra Achila, are linked on Pesach. Bayura Bayimatse, not having chametz in your house itself, is aser, so that you don't come to eat to eat chametz. So it could be that's what Beis Hillel is talking about here. Because they could be linked, because one might be a siyag for the other. Again, there are many other examples of this siyag d'araisa, just to mention two or three, and then we'll move on. The way that the Rambam and the others assume the Isser of Negiyas Erva, or even Yichud. Both of those might be siyagim d'araisa to prevent further behavior. There's a Kesef Mishnah in Ilchos Tumas Meis, where the Kesef Mishnah says the Isser of cooking Basar B'chalav together is a Siyag D'Araisa of eating Basar B'chalav. Cooking Basar B'chalav is Siyag D'Araisa of eating Basar B'chalav. Another example, there's a Rashi in Sanhedrin. Rashi in Sanhedrin at the beginning of the second parak. There's an Isser D'Araisa for the Kohen Gadol to go out of the Beis HaMikdash to Malave his relative. To even to go in mean, a Mikdash Lo Yetzeh. Why can he go out? He won't touch the Aron. Why can he go out? So Rashi there says, Dilma Asi Laminga. Vahaina to Asir Krom and a Mikdash lo Yetse, Mikdush Asa lo Yetse, Klomar, Yisrachig Minakir, Shalo Yabal Yetuma. We're talking about an Isa Daraisa here. Min a Mikdash lo Yetse. Another example of a Siyag Daraisa. And one final one, the Medrash says on Tosefes Shabbos. The Medrash of Rashi's Rabbah says that Tosefes Shabbos might be a Siyag Daraisa, because we don't know when Shabbos really is. We know exactly when Shabbos starts, so we have to be Moset, but it's a Mitzvah Daraisa. Why is the Raisa of Moset? Michol Al HaKodesh. Mikodesh al Mikol al HaKodesh as a Siyag Daraisa for when Shabbos starts. Those are a few examples. Well, one of them is the Ran on Daf Aleph in the Rif in the beginning of Psachim. So it might connect to our Sugya where Beis Hillel connects the Isser Achila and the Isser Bal Yerah Bayimatzeh. Okay, there's more to talk about Psachim, but let's go a little further. Hashochet Chayiv Ofa Yantif. Back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, if you shecht an Chayiv Ofa Yantif, remember the words of the Mishnah. The words of the Mishnah said that Beis Shammai says that go dig with your shovel and cover to do the mitzvah of Kisi Adam, and Beis Hillel says, don't shecht unless you have dirt ready from Erev Yantif. That's the machlokas. So says the Gemara, what's the machlokas exactly? Hashochet, the evident lechachilo lo. The word Hashochet, at the beginning of the Mishnah, sounds like we're talking about in the Dieved world. If you shecht, doesn't say shecht, yishchot. So it sounds like the whole discussion is on a bit Dieved level. Dieved in lechadchila lo. And Beis Shammai would agree you can't do this lechadchila. Aim a seifa, but if you read the seifa, Beis Hillel Orim lo yishchot. Beis Hillel says, don't shecht, mashma mechad zarakamas over yishchot. Mashma that the Beis Shammai says, it is good lechadchila. So what exactly is the case of machlokas? So where is it? No, halo, kasha. Lo yishchot v'yechase ka'amar. What does lo yishcho mean for Beis Hillel? No, it means don't shecht and cover. Meaning everybody agrees, lechatchila, you can shecht. The question is, could you then get dirt to be machase? That's the machlokas. So Eima Seifa, no, that can't be the machlokas, because look at the next line of the Mishnah. Umodim shem shachash yachmer b'dechav yachase. The next line says, everybody agrees that once you shechted, you get the dirt. Michalta reishal abdi evidu. It's mashu that the first case is the machlokas on the lechatchila level. So what's the machlokas? So, two days. Omer Rabba. Rabba says, Hachi Kamer, this is the machlokas. Hashochet shabali male keitzad omer lo. If the shochet comes and asks us a shayla, what should I do? On Yantif. Beis Shammai omer om lo shchot chavar b'chase. Beis Shammai says, no problem. Go shecht. And meaning the hashochet is not about the act, it's about the person. A shochet is going to do something, what should you do? So Beis Shammai says, we would tell him, shecht, and then dig, and then cover. Beis Hillel would say, no, you can't shecht unless you have dirt from before Yantif. Rav Yosef Amar Hachi Kamar. No, Rav Yosef, a different shot. Slightly different. One word difference. Hashochet shebali himala kitzad omer lo. If a shochet comes to ask, what do we tell him? Beis Shammai omer omer lo chafor shachot v'chasei. Beis Shammai says that dig and shecht and cover. What's the difference? The words shechot and chafar are switched. Right? Rabbi had first shecht and then dig. And Rav Yosef has first dig, then shecht. And Beis Hillel in both cases says don't. So what's this machlok is about between Rav Yosef and Rabbi? Whether the shechting comes first or whether you dig even before you shecht. Is it about the following? Lema mar v'rabba b'rdu Reb Zeira amarav kamiflegisu. Are you arguing about the din of Reb Zeira amarav? The Reb Zeira amarav hashochet tzarech shi'itin afalamatav afalamala. Is kisi adam, do you also have to have dirt below, not just above the blood? Shemar v'shavach ha'samo v'chisoho bi'afar. Afar lo nemar ela bi'afar. It has to be in the dirt. Klomar. Is that your machlokas? That one of you says you have to dig first, because kisi adam is also about having dirt under the blood. So Gemara says no. Amar le bein ladidi bein laraba is under Rav Zeira. No, we all hold like Rav Zeira. You need dirt on the bottom. V'hacha b'hacha mefalginan. This is the machlokas though. Rabba sava, Rabba who says that first you shekel and then you dig, says sava iika afalamata in ilolo. No, he would say that only if you have dirt there already. Of course, you all like Rav Zeira that you need the dirt there, but if you don't have the dirt there already, I'm not going to allow you to dig first. Why? Because maybe you'll decide after you dig that you don't want this animal today. And then you'll have dug for no reason. You'll have dug for no reason. You'll have done muksa for no reason. That's why he says only if you have dirt there beforehand will I allow you to shech. Uladidi, but Rav Yosef says, but me, adaraba, ha adifa di lo sharis le aslam nuyim simchas yantif. No, if I don't allow him to dig first, there'll be a mania simchas yantif, so that's why I'll allow him to dig first, even though there's a chash that he might not even shech. There's one ha'ara. And that is, earlier the Gemara had suggested that lo yishchot, earlier in the kashas of the Gemara, lo yishchot, you know what lo yishchot means? It really means lo yishchot v'yachase. Important Rashi. Five lines from the last skinny lines. What does Rashi say? Halo kasha, lo yishchot v'beisilo akisu l'chude kamahadri v'hachi ka'amar, lo yigmar maisa hashchita tahainu hakisui. Rashi seems to say that kisui hadam is the gemar maisa shchita. You look in Moni HaMitzvah, it counts as a separate mitzvah. Separate mitzvah. When you look at Rashi, the Kisi Adam sounds like it's the Gemar Maisa Shechita. There are a number of rayas to this. Number one, we're not going to mention two. Number one is that the Gemar in Chulin says that whoever does Shechita has first dibs in terms of doing the Kisi Adam. And if you steal the mitzvah, you have to pay him Yitzahuvim. You have to pay. What do you mean? He did Shechita, so Kisi Adam is a separate mitzvah. Why should the Misha Shavach Hu Yechase? Where does that come from? The answer is no. Yeah, it's two separate mitzvahs in a certain sense, but they're connected. It's the Gemar Maisa Shechita conceptually, and therefore, you'll have to finish it up. There's a tour, the tour in Simen Chavches. In Yoredeya, Simen Chavches is the mitzvah of Kisi Adam. So the tour there quotes, when are you supposed to say the bracha of Kisi Adam? It's a mitzvah. So when do you say the bracha is a mitzvah? So the tour quotes, you say it, Al Kisui Adam Ba'afar, but then he quotes the Bahag. The Bahag says, the mitzvah of Kisi Adam, the bracha on Kisi Adam, is said after the Kisui, not before the Kisui. Aye, what about over Lassi Yasan? So you need the bracha beforehand. Says the Bahag, the Afal Gav to call the mitzvah bracha and over Lassi Yasan, Hanimili betchilas hamitzvah. When do you say an over bracha beforehand? Before you start a mitzvah. Avozu siyum hamitzvah hi. Ube emsa mitzvah ein ra'i levarech. You can't make the bracha right after the shechita before the kisui, because that's emsa hamitzvah. So you have to say it afterwards here. Hilkach mavarech ala shechita kotev haschalas hamitzvah, v'ala kisui achar gemar hamitzvah. Wow. Right? That's the Torah. Exactly what Rashi says, that the kisui is considered the gemar maisa shechita, and therefore, is considered one mitzvah in a sense. Obviously, in Moni HaMitzvahs, it's counted as two of the 613, but in a certain lumdis sense, it is the gemar maisa shechita, and it will have nafkaminas. Who gets the shechut to say it? When do you say the bracha? We don't pass in this way. Right? We don't pass in this way about the bracha, but at least you see in lumdis where it would come from. Okay, I guess we have to stop here. Tomorrow, enjoy the daf. It's about malacha shein esricha legufa. It's about makalkel. It's about asi dochalos asay. Enjoy it, and Rav Hashem, we'll pick up after. On the bottom, fifth to the last skinny line in the Rashi's. It's sponsored by the Kellers, the Ganesh Bas, Zelda Bas Aaron.
That's the only tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock tomorrow morning.